JWH. KCTMQ and APWM Mobile. KV9NN Mobile Monitoring. Anybody listening that could tell me if I'm making a system?
I believe you said it was NAPN. Good morning. Call sign here is KAWQK.
KAWQK, NAPWM. Thank you for responding to my call. Just programming a radio for a friend here. Just want to make sure we are set up properly and making it into the system. Name is Craig. I spell Charlie Radio Alpha India Golf.
Yeah, good morning to Craig and friend. Yep, radio's working just fine and dandy.
All right, I do appreciate the report. Well, let's get back at it. And APWM will be clear. 7-3, have a wonderful day.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Billy. How are we doing today?
Good, brother. How am I coming in, by the way? I'm just on my HT getting into the repeater from my kitchen.
Would never have guessed you were on an HT. I would have thought you were on your base.
Right. What are you up to today? Where are you headed?
Oh, I'm headed into Pelston. I got to pick up some trees for Theron. He bought through the Conservancy spring tree sale, and he's out of town this weekend, so I told him I'd pick them up for him.
Ah, cool. Always fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat program they have. You can get some, you can get quite a few trees for, you know, a pretty reasonable price if you have somewhat of a green thumb and can nurture them along. Hey, HDAT, did I lose you there, Bentley?
No, I think I just keyed up before the swell scale finished.
Yeah, the old squelch tail seems to be a bit longer on this than what I remember it being, but that could just be my memory as well.
Well, Drake made some changes on it, put some other system identificators, identifiers on the system, and he actually mentioned to me once a couple weeks back that the squelch tail would be a little bit longer, so there it is.
Well, good to hear my memory hasn't gone too far south yet.
Hey, my truck was in your shop a couple of times this week. Did you get a chance to check out my radio install while it was in there, or no?
Each time it was in there, when it was up on the hoist, I said to myself, you know, when it comes down, I got to make sure I take a peek at that. And then every time that it, when I got back in the shop, it was down and outside already, so I did not. But I was wishing I'd had a harmonica.
Okay, I'll bite. What's with the harmonica?
Well, because I would have taken on the underside on one of your cross members back there, I would have zip-tied that harmonica on the frame rail back there, so that would have given you a nice little soothing note as you were going down the road.
Oh, man, that's a cruel trick. That's got to be a mechanic joke. How many times have you done that to your buddies?
I have had 3 successful attempts at that.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Well, hey, Christy's Cadillac is going to be back in the shop, I think, on Tuesday. You know much about those Cadillacs and their thermostats?
Is she having an overheating issue or a no-heat issue?
She's getting no temperature reading on the vehicle, so when she parks it, the fan comes on, the radiator fan comes on and runs for a 10-minute cycle. And then when you try to look at the temperature to see if you're within temperature or not, it doesn't give a reading. So I'm assuming it's a bad thermostat or some other electronic lead that reads temperature.
I don't recall them having a lot of thermostat issues. Just sensor issues, though, are quite prevalent on everything nowadays. But I would tend to think that it might be heading towards that it's a temperature sensor issue and it's just getting a false reading.
Well, she's got it going in on Tuesday, and they told her that it was going to be a pretty long job. It's going to go in at 2:00, and they said we'll try to get it back to you, but it'll probably be after 5. So I'm not really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, engineers anymore do a pretty good job of burying things that are wear items. So yeah, it's not fun for anybody actually.
Least of all, the poor mechanic that's got to work on the thing and tear a bunch of stuff off just to get at the problem, right?
You know, you would think that I would have agreement with that, but I actually think it's more the poor customer because, you know, you're paying a lot of money for something that really doesn't need to be that much, due to engineering and design of the vehicle, and it's just, and I think they just got the Joe consumer right over the barrel by the short hairs, and it doesn't seem to be letting up anytime soon.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to work on your own stuff unless you're a certified expert.
Yeah, you know, and even then for, like me driving working at a GM dealer, driving a Ford, to do something with the Ford, there's a lot of the information that is so proprietary, sometimes they hamstring you that way. I hope they don't go the way, the automotive world doesn't go the way of equipment does, because I know like John Deere is horribly bad with that. They don't give information, specs, tool, ideas to anybody unless you're a John Deere dealer.
Yeah, and the farmers I've known have been some of the most resourceful, smart, mechanically minded people I've ever met. And they can't wait for, you know, a certified mechanic to find his way to their farm. They got to pull that combine apart or that tractor apart and fix it, like, as soon as possible so they can get back to working their land. And I've heard that a lot of them are moving away from John Deere for that very reason.
Yeah, it's really sad and a shame because, like you said, I mean, most farmers that have their own equipment and whatnot are, you know, they can fix anything, you know, with duct tape and a pair of locking pliers and make it work and be safe about it and the whole nine yards. And, yeah, they're just getting hamstrung, and it's a real shame for the people that we depend on for food.
All right, man, well, I just took breakfast off the stove, so I'm going to sit down and eat. So good catching you on the air today. Are you going to be around later?
I will probably be in and out of the talk all day. We got a lot of little projects we're doing, so I will have the radios on for sure. And, yeah, it was great hearing you this morning, and enjoy your breakfast, my friend.
All right, Chris, hope to catch up with you later. K8BCW.
K8BAD.
KI7QMV, monitoring 2416, link system, DMR. KI7QMV, listening on link system. KI7QMD. Listening on Northern Michigan Link System.
Good morning, Mr. Rick. I'm the Northern Michigan Link System, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Jim. Just checking to make sure my DMR hotspot still works. I appreciate the callback.
Yes, sir. It's sounding good. I heard you over on a couple other frequencies, 86 or whatever, but I didn't get over the radio. But I just wanted to say good morning to you.
I'm here. Good morning to you. I got a bunch of work to do in the garage. Maybe I'll shout out later. So 73s for now. Thanks again, KI7QMD. Sign off for now. Back to listening.
ACADG KADYS Mobile. Gladwin.
Good morning, Mr. Ryan. ACADG.
Good to hear you out there. We're heading to Coleman for a softball game right now. So I'm currently on M18 South, headed toward Beaverton. We're almost at Beaverton. I missed my road, Bard Road there, but I figured 18 is going to be a smoother ride down that way. There's less Amish and buggies. Just wanted to holler out and say hi. I haven't heard you in a little while.
Yes, I hear you on the radio almost every day, but I don't always get over to the microphone. But which sporting event do you get to observe?
Softball today. My daughter's on a little league team, and their first game is today. So pretty good weather. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. So, yep, softball. So there you go. Should be a pretty good game.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, I used to watch the women's softball down at CMU. Boy, those pitchers have a very fast arm for their pitching method. It's a fast twitch. I don't think I could hit it.
Yeah, she played on the AU team last year. She was pitching, and she's going to pitch this year. So hopefully in the next few years she can really crank them in there. So, all right, Jim. Just wanted to shout hi, and I wanted to make sure I was getting in there pretty good. We're getting about 20 miles from my house here on the little All-Star deal I got there. So, okie dokie. K8DYS Mobile will be standing by.
All right, sir. Hey, wishing both teams good luck. ACATG, clear and monitoring.
KC8QVX, are you out there? Just wanted to see if you could hear me out here on Beaverton, in between Beaverton and Gladwin. K8DYS Mobile.
K8BCW, you are coming in louder and clearer than usual there, buddy.
Yeah, we're down by my house. I don't know, I'm probably 15 miles from my house here, working through my little deal there, so we're heading to softball. I just wanted to make sure it's working. I haven't used it in a while like this, so the simplex node running on a VHF frequency. Seems to work pretty good to the south, no problem.
Tiny bit of static in the background there, but other than that, man, you're very clear, full quieting, you're doing well.
Roger, roger. Yeah, the semi I got is directional, you know, way directional to the front of the vehicle. So if I'm, if my rear is facing a repeater and I'm away from it, it's, I don't know, six or eight dB of attenuation. So, yesterday I could hear you pretty good. I was in Hanaway and you were not able to copy me on the 7-4. But that's to be expected. It's busted, so. It is busted. When it was working really, really good, yeah, it really covered that whole area. So hopefully someday we can get a group of guys together to pitch some money down to stick something back up on top. That would be excellent. So probably a 2-bay would be enough. I'll stand by. I just wanted to make sure this thing's working. We're getting more and more in the open here. We were in the forest a little bit, so I'm going to end up in Coleman, which I believe is around 25 miles from my house, so, but it's pretty flat down here. My elevation's about 1,000 feet at my house, and it's probably 750 to 800 in Coleman, so there you go. All right. KDYS Mobile, standing by.
Yeah, Ryan, sounds like you need to get yourself a Yagi on a rotating remote control base for that semi-truck, man. Get that thing up in the air over the top of the trailer, and you should be able to hit everything. Yeah, I heard that there were some issues with the 7-4, and there was some work to be done on it that I didn't hear was, like, insurmountable, so maybe something else has gone wrong with it since then, but I did advise Drake and some of the other folks involved with that myself and a couple of my buddies up here that have been on this system would be happy to help whether it's financially or sweat equity or a little bit of both. So, yeah, if you hear anything, let me know. I'll do the same. But, yeah, it would be nice to get that flamethrower back in operation. I'm on my way to the hardware store to make my regular Saturday contribution to the Myers Brothers. So I will be on later if you want to test from Coleman, see if you're getting in. K8BCW is mobile.
All right, sure thing. Yeah, be careful out there. We'll holler out here. It'll be a couple hours, so. K8DYS standing by in the mobile. KDYS and Coleman.
KCHCMQ at APWM.
And 9KOB mobile.
KEFGW portable. Thank you.
AC9NN mobile monitoring.
KBYS.